This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there getting you ready for the game tonight. Texans and Cowboys. So I'm going to be locked in on that. But late last night, man, I think I might have been in the bed.
Oh, I was watching
TV, just kind of scrolling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this real? I had to double check. I'm like, is this fake?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way in hell this is real. So it came across, I think the Houston Texans tweeted this and said, Beyonce will perform at the halftime show on Christmas Day, Texans, Ravens. And it will be on Netflix. And I know we just had the conversation about Netflix and the Jake Paul fight.
$65 million at its peak.
And a lot of people, I think probably about 50 million of those people was complaining.
That's correct, because they couldn't see it.
So Lopez, we was talking before the show, Lopez had a couple questions.
I got questions for you,
Figgy. So I'm going to clear it out and let you distribute.
All right, so
where were you on the night? Oh, my bad.
Yes. Look. Okay, so first, let's start with the beginning. You said it was 10:19 p.m., and the reason I know that is because I actually got a text at the same time from the Texans. I'm sure you did, too.
I did, and which is funny. Yeah. It happened immediately after I saw the
tweet
Texans
first?
Tweet happen. I just happened to be looking at it. I saw the tweet as it happened. I was like, Beyonce?
Yeah, no, I got a text from the Texans, and I went, wait, what? 10:19 p.m.? Why 10:19 p.m. when you can really maybe milk this, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, to get more, you know, a bigger, you know, splash, you know, so to speak. Why 10:19 p.m.?
I wonder, I probably ask y'all this question. Do you think that the Netflix event the prior night before had something to do, anything to do with this?
It's
with the timing of the release.
Because I wonder if this was a thing where Netflix like, hey, we putting this out there.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like this would be too long in the making for that to kind of come together like that. I feel like it might have been.
Oh, yeah, she already had imaging. She had the picture with the cowboy hat.
That's
and all
exactly
that stuff.
The point. I feel like she agreed to sign. Well, no, because then they already had all the imaging. Mm-hmm. I was like, she agreed to sign on, and then it was like, let everybody know right now.
Yeah, they had everything ready. So I'm just wondering if Netflix, and I don't even know if this is a good thing, but they tried to capitalize off of the fight. So we gonna keep.
But
our
at that point, you would think it would be like 9 a.m. or something, or the next day.
I would have probably waited to Monday morning. So I'm sure the Texans probably would have waited to Monday, probably teased it a little bit.
I only have one theory on this, why it was 10:19 p.m. They got word that someone was going to break it, and they didn't want someone to break the news. So they said, screw it, let's just announce it tonight.
So you think the Houston Texans decided to break this?
Either the Texans or Netflix or somebody. Because that happens a lot of times. Like, hey, so-and-so got this story. Well, screw it then, let's just announce it now. You know, they might have been waiting. That's my only theory. But you mentioned Netflix, and that leads to another question I have for you, Figgy. Is it going to crash again? Like, this was bad. And it was 60 to 65 million at the peak, but there's going to be 20 million.
Yeah. So typically these games get around 20, 25 million. Yeah. These kind of Christmas day football games.
And
whatever.
The Beyonce factor is going to take it even higher.
That's the thing, right? Like I was like, when people that were reacting during the course of the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight, they were like, oh man, this doesn't bode well for these, you know, these Christmas games that are going to happen. I was like, I don't know that you're going to have the same load on them, because I don't know that, you know, Netflix could have anticipated that it would be that big of an event.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing that's going to come along, there's a lot of people who don't give a damn about no Texans or no Ravens that are going to be tuning in at halftime.
Yeah.
And so they're going to need to be ready for that particular, amount of people that are going to jump in on it. I think that they know now, though, that is a possibility that they're going to need bigger, more servers or whatever actually the technical aspect of particulars of that are.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think the halftime show itself could potentially crash. I think that part could crash. I don't think
that's worse.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think any part of the game, like, I don't think we're going to be watching the game and it's going to start buffering or anything like that. I think a lot of people will be watching the game, but them Beehive, they coming in for halftime.
Correct.
They don't give a damn about the Texans. They don't give a damn about the Ravens. So they coming in. They probably come in probably towards the end of the first half, to try to get ready.
If
so
it does crash.
I think that could potentially, because I think the Tyson fight, I think it was okay up until it started getting towards game time.
For the most part, there was some crashes in the undercard.
Yeah, I was watching pretty much the whole time, and it didn't start giving me problems until the intros.
If it does crash, how does this bode for the Netflix live event, initiative? I think it hurts it a lot.
It'll keep going. You want to know why? Because it make everybody money.
Yeah.
It'll keep going. They'll get better as it goes. It's just one of those things where we've moved into an era in our world where it used to be that you got everything figured out and then you rolled it out.
Yeah.
And now people are all right with just like, hey, man, we'll get it figured out as we go. But y'all going to keep coming regardless.
I think that happened a couple times with Netflix. They had the live comedy show. I think Dave Chappelle was the first one to do it. Either Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock.
I thought it was Chris Rock.
I think it might have been. I think it was Chris Rock, the first one. And that gave a lot of problems. A lot of people was complaining about it. But they just kept going with it. So I think this is going to be a test right here.
I got another couple questions for you guys.
Okay.
Now, the NFL only has 12-minute halftimes. From the moment the final whistle of the first half, sounds or whatever, the clock hits zero, until the second half, it's 12 minutes. They have to extend that. I actually did some searches on it this morning. It can't be a 12-minute halftime for Beyonce. With the production value and getting it all together, they got to extend that, right? Can they do that?
I think, honestly, if they can, I think this would be strictly because of Netflix. I think Netflix probably maybe paid a little extra or something like that to maybe get 15. I don't think it'd be like a half.
No,
like
it won't be a half hour, but.
Yeah, but I think maybe they might stretch it to like 15.
Yeah, that's what I can see. And I'm trying to remember the Christmas Day game. It's only the two of them, ain't it?
Was it the Cowboys game on Christmas when Dolly Parton sang, or was that Thanksgiving?
That was Thanksgiving.
That was Thanksgiving.
I felt like that was extended, but I don't remember. I kept trying to find it.
And that's a great question that I wish I recalled in this very moment.
Yeah.
But the Christmas Day games, it's two of them, and you start at 3:30. I think that they might have the benefit of being able to, and there's not a game after it, so you're not wondering, worrying about what the next window is. I think they might expand it out to at least 15.
All right, one more for you, Figgy and Reggie. She's notorious, Beyonce, for bringing on people with her. Now, she's going to be singing, according to reports, the first live songs off the Cowboy Carter album, and she was wearing the cowboy hat and the imaging and all that stuff, so it stands to reason. Who shows up? Post Malone was on that album? Miley Cyrus was on that album? Or does she go full H-Town, bring back Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams
I don't know. That might break the internet overall.
Yeah.
A Destiny Child reunion?
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not one to put Beyonce's performances into a box, so I don't know where she, because this is something that she does and she really focuses on. But I have a feeling that she's going to launch like some Cowboy Carter related, or at least I think there was like something about like Act Two continues or whatever. I feel like she'll lean into the Cowboy Carter of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that much time if we're really being honest. 12 to 15. So
I see her.
Maybe she'll bring somebody out, but I could easily see it just being a Beyonce fest.
Yeah, I see her doing maybe two songs from that album, and obviously the two songs that have been on the radio for a little bit. So I can see that happening.
Yeah,
I
really don't want to hear 16 carriages on the field. I'm sorry.
Or what's the other one?
Actually, I forgot. I broke my rule. I do not. I'm sorry.
You want to hear?
Can we dump
over?
That? Can we dump that? Because I do not like saying anything vaguely negative about Beyonce over there.
Yeah, I think she's gonna try to lean into that album for some reason. Maybe she have a tour coming.
Yeah,
and that could be something she announced after the performance, but. For some reason, I always connect. This is a wild card for me, But I connect her with Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. And who manages Megan Thee Stallion? Roc Nation.
So you think Megan Thee Stallion
Thee Stallion from?
They pull off Savage or something?
Yeah. I can
the
see,
remix?
Yeah, that's my wild card. Mm-hmm. I can see something like that.
Okay. Those are the questions about Beyonce?
Y'all did a good job.
Very good. All right. We continue to hand it back to Fig for the mixtape.
So remember what happened here in Houston with the Bills game and how they were about to kick a field goal? And this happened courtesy of KHOU?
I don't know what you do with it, but you keep kicking like that, you can monetize it a lot of ways.
Yep. Trademark. Branding.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. I'm meteorologist Tim Pandages here at the KHOU 11 Weather Center. I want to cut in this afternoon here at 2:43 to let you know that we have a tornado warning that was just...
So not even a real tornado!
Yeah, remember we were so upset about this?
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, we was glued to that. I think it was Bills and Lions, and somebody's about to line up for a field goal, and they just cut in because of a tornado warning, which I don't think it really affected a lot of people around here.
No.
It might have been a little further away.
Mm-hmm.
But something like this happened in Phoenix. So Phoenix were watching the Sunday Night Football last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is 10 times worse than what happened here in Houston. But this is how it sounded when they were watching Sunday Night Football in Phoenix.
Under the ball, and this game ends with a field goal attempt or a touchdown on the last play.
Burrow fires, punt. Good job, stay in bounds by Higgins.
What is this?
What happened?
When people ask me what the Patriotic Kenny platform's all about, I say it's about giving back.
It went to commercial break, man.
Was that a political commercial somehow?
Somewhat. I wasn't quite sure. It seemed like it was.
But in the middle of the play?
It was in the middle of the play. T. Higgins was, he was hitting circle, circle, X. He was juking people. And they went right to a commercial, man.
No, that is worse. That is worse.
Like, as much as I didn't like it when it happened here, I kind of understand where they were going with, we got to let the people know in Houston some bad weather coming. But you go to a commercial, man, I would have been so upset.
I also realized that this is something that I have as a deficiency in my get down, which is that I never remember which is the one that's imminent, which is watch versus warning. Mm-hmm. And I had to look it up.
Watch is it's possible. Warning means it's happening.
See, apparently everybody else knows.
Yeah.
So when I got mad, I was like, it was tornado warning. And actually, I shouldn't be mad because tornado warning means that, hey, man, y'all need to be careful out here. It's really going down. So my bad.
I think our beef was they should have put like a double screen or something like that and should have let the game, because the game was coming down to the wire.
Meteorologists
and they just totally
love
took it off.
Breaking into shows, though.
Yeah,
they love breaking into shows.
Yeah,
and I love y'all. I got a bunch of friends that are meteorologists, but boy, they love.
All right, Stephen A. Smith,
we got something.
He's like a brother to me.
I have dinner personally with all the meteorologists.
Yeah, but I thought that was crazy right there. So I ran across this tweet, and somebody tweeted this. First, I'm gonna play this audio. This was Sunday Night Football. They were showing the Hollywood. I think it was like a Hollywood arena.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it sounded. First of all,
take a look at the famed and spectacular Hollywood Bowl, which is a place to see all different genres of artists up here.
So they were showing the Hollywood arena, some type of Hollywood arena where a lot of people go and all that stuff. And somebody tweeted this. Somebody said, NBC finally listened to me. Stop showing the tired Santa Monica Pier and instead show a proper LA landmark.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of got me thinking too. Mike Golic actually responded to this tweet. And he said, if you could have them show you one landmark from your city, what will it be?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like here at NRG, we're going to be at that Christmas game. A lot of people going to be watching. So what landmark would you want to show in
the
city? What
do they typically show?
They usually show NRG.
They show NRG. A lot of times they'll show the Galleria area.
Really?
I've seen that a few times.
Like, what's that one landmark where you gotta be like, oh, let's show or this part of Houston?
Sometimes
they always show somebody milking some cows.
Sometimes they go down to NASA.
Yeah,
they'll show NASA, which obviously is not Houston, but it's kind of Houston.
What would it be?
Every once in a while, you'll see the
they show a lot of cowboys.
Yeah,
which is bizarre.
I feel it'd be weird showing like downtown through the like with the B someone.
That's what graffiti. It should be.
Right.
That's what it should be. The B someone sign.
Should they kind of scroll through Edo or something like that?
Maybe Edo, but I think the B someone sign, you're onto something, and it's very unique and something. They would have to explain it, you know.
Yeah, but I don't love the opportunity that would present to the rest of the nation to try and clown us behind, like, oh, well, your favorite thing is a I'm not trying to hear that nonsense. Yeah,
graffiti.
I'm kind of curious because I felt like they only the main thing they do show is in the stadium, obviously from the aerial view. But I'm like, dang, if they out and about, they usually come back and be like, oh, this is downtown where the so and so used to be, and. I wonder what's that landmark
here. I'm trying to place myself in a place where, like, when I'm, let's say I'm driving back to Houston, what do I see that says, back in Houston?
The Astrodome.
Not the Astrodome.
I remember. Oh,
why are you trying to call them outside?
Wait a minute. That's still there?
Sometimes Williams Tower, what's it called now? Whatever it is.
No, it's Williams Tower.
Is it still Williams Tower?
Yeah.
That always says, okay.
I went there when I was a kid. It's still up.
Someone said that the water wall is what they typically show. Somebody said, show Timmy Chan. They do show Kima Boardwalk sometimes, which is weird.
Yeah, they go down. Yeah. That's because they're already down there for NASA.
San Jacinto Monument.
They show that too. I would say, like, but Williams Tower is just one little thing.
That's just a building.
Yeah. It really is tough. Like, Houston.
They show the skyline a lot, which is really nice. The skyline's a great skyline.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot.
Maybe that Ferris Houston. Wheel downtown by the aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, the downtown aquarium was definitely one that some people came up with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I don't know there's a lot of places, like, within the city proper, I guess, that people people think of outside of the city, and that is like instantly recognizable.
Yeah,
which is kind of tough. Yeah. But like, there's a lot of things that mean stuff to us that I feel like you put on national TV that they don't really.
I think what I noticed too about other cities, if they have like a food that they're only known for, they usually get a shot of the food in the restaurant.
They
or something
show
Killins. I think that would be good. Mm. Just showing the barbecue or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if we answered the question. Somebody said show the Marriott Marquis pool, like the Texas-shaped pool.
Oh, the Texas?
Yeah. I think that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. That's the mixtape. You catch it right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 at 120 every weekday. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to a abbreviated version of The Drive as they'll lead you into Texans pregame. But before we get there, go ahead and put it on wax. Give your predictions. And you know what? Let's have real fun with it. Get spicy with it. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.